Perfect.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be on ride or die. This your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Haha. See you there. You smell that? It smells like a draft.
Are you ready?
Are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
It's Bandy Bowl time, baby.
That's right. That's right. It is the Bandy Bowl, the best time of the year. It's the Bandy Bowl draft, baby. And I am pumped. People are ready. But what do you think, buddy? We should have a guest popping in here any minute, but as soon as he gets here, we'll put him on. But I'm ready, baby.
Who knows who's going to show up? All I know is it's going to be intense. Everybody's ready. We're prepared. High scoring, high thrashing, high intensity. It's draft time.
That's right. That's right, baby. And don't forget to hit that like button for us. Support your boys. It means the world to us. And Divots and Pivots, let's get this thing rolling. You know he's up in here. Mike, yo, what's up, boy?
What up, Mike?
That's my guy right there, man. I love that dude. But you know what? Let's get to this draft, buddy. And why don't you explain to him what kind of draft the Bandy Bowl is?
So it's a super flex, crazy extravaganza. I mean, you know, you got your super flex, you got three flex positions, three wide receiver, two running back, and a tight end. I believe it's some tight end premium and a lot of other premiums, high scoring league. It's going to be all around fun. You get points for everything you do. We do defense and kicker and IDP. If you got a problem with that, roll on, sucker.
That's right. That's right, baby. We got four IDP slots. It's super flex. Let's do it, baby. You
Let's
ready,
get
bro?
It pumping.
Hey, David, real quick. What's up, fellas? Been ripping them snapbacks since the expo. Repping them snapbacks since the expo. Well, the red one. Blue one is signed and on my shelf.
Hey, yes, sir. Appreciate the love, David.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. That's awesome, bro. Got it signed for that way. When we hit the big time, that bad boy's going to be worth something, Trey.
No doubt.
Antonio. What up, Antonio?
What up?
My dude. He said ripping, not ripping. Yeah, I messed it up too, buddy. But hey, it's time to draft. It's time to draft. Let's go.
Bust it off.
All right. Hey, I'm at the 5. Trey is at the 7. Right? And then we got Jordan at the 10. We got buddies all up in here. And Divots and Pivots says, I'm about to steal this draft. Let's see you do it then, baby. He is at the 3, though, just saying. We got Travis Sumter also in this piece. Let me just represent my boy Travis Sumter. Drafting at the 2. But let's go, baby. Let's do it.
Crank it off.
Here we go. That sound, you know what that sound means.
Let's go.
That's right. We're going. We going, baby. I got 60-second pick clock. Patrick Mahomes goes at the 1. I told you that is Dylan's guy, and he's going to take Patrick Mahomes, didn't I?
Yep.
I told you.
And I didn't expect any less for this kind of draft for Patrick Mahomes to go with the 1. Now let's see how it goes, because the mocks has been going QB, wide receiver, running back or so, back and forth. But I have a weird feeling it's going to be QB heavy.
It's going to be QB heavy. I agree 100%, buddy. You're right. Travis Sumter on the clock with 30 seconds. He's got the green dot repping. So what do you think, buddy? Where's so Sumter going to go?
Oh,
here?
Took the Burrow. Already.
I have mocked so many times, and in every mock for the Bandy Bowl, I was able to get Burrow, except this one. And Jamar Chase at the
over
three.
Over Justin Jefferson. I'm Ooh. Impressed.
But then there goes Justin Jefferson, and I'm on the clock.
What you gonna do?
Okay, I'm going to get a QB, obviously, right? I'm looking down. I'm seeing Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. I got my pick, bro. I'm not going to take Jalen Hurts because I don't want to root for that guy. I hate it. I don't want to root for the team. I don't want to say the guy because he seems like a great guy. But my thing is acting up, bro. It won't let me pick.
Oh, no. You got 30 seconds to decide.
All right, let's go, baby.
The Allen man.
Joshy Allen. Hey, man, I've mocked so many times. This guy's never fallen to me. I like it. What do you think?
Do your thing. Do your thing. And Lamar goes, well,
Dylan,
Lord have mercy. I guess I'm going to have to cause a little pain and take some hurt.
I know it. Oh, I cannot believe he fell to you.
Told you, bro. He falls to me, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I overreact a little bit. I didn't
look.
Want that
if
to
you would have took Hurts and he would have took Allen, I wouldn't have took Lamar.
Yeah, you would. I know who you would have took. I know exactly who you took.
Who?
You took Fields.
I might have, or Herbert. I might have taken a running back.
Maybe. Man, my sleeper's acting up. This is not a good time for sleeper to be acting up. That's all I'm saying, bro. This thing is getting real. Antonio says, definitely quarterback and super flex. Yeah, man, that's the way to go, man.
Yeah, except for, you know, when you're in certain positions, I feel like if all the great quarterbacks are gone, you know, I'd be worried about grabbing, you know, after Lawrence. If everybody goes and Lawrence is gone, I mean, are you really going to take Deshaun Watson over a Christian McCaffrey? Mm-hmm. That's hard. You know, I think I would try to just figure it out later.
Ooh, he auto draft Tyler.
Oh, yeah, he's at work, but he said he'd do his best to draft.
He got CeeDee Lamb and an auto draft. Justin, look, bro. Antonio say it's for real. Allen at the five is a steal. Hurts at the seven, a steal. No lie.
And Jordan at the 10 goes Bijan and Kelsey. Ooh. Gotta love it.
I'm glad he took Bijan, bro. I love Bijan, but this right here, this league is some serious stuff to me. So I don't know if I'm pretty sure Bijan is the truth and he's going to do great. But if he doesn't, I don't want it to ruin my whole shit.
Well, you know what daddy's got to do here.
Christian McCaffrey at the 2-3.
Guess who's going at the 2-4.
PPR
monster Austin Eckler.
That's not what I thought you were gonna do, but I'm glad that's all right. Christian McCaffrey, bro. I was thinking maybe this guy gonna make it back to me. What do you have, Trey?
No. Christian well, I don't know because I'm thinking that if he didn't take Christian McCaffrey, then he would have took Eckler, which means I would have went Christian. But I'm taking Eckler over Christian McCaffrey if they're both on the board.
Mm. And then Dylan takes Tyreek Hill.
You know he's got to get some piece of
it. And I'm on the clock, baby.
Fantasy.
Should I do it?
Super Bowl team. You know what you're going to do right here.
What?
Exactly.
Justin Fields?
Not even a question.
Justin Fields, Josh Allen is my quarterback class in the Bandy Bowl. What do you think?
I think you could have done worse.
Yeah. I'm hoping my guy comes back to me, though. I really had to pass up on somebody to get this guy. And it's probably not going to happen. It's going to tear me up inside, but that's all right.
Yeah.
And, I'm used to 12-team QB premium, says Antonio. Yeah, I like doing the 10 teams. I feel like the teams are a little more complete, but I get it. David says Superflex is much harder in 12-team than in 10-team.
Definitely. But one thing I love about 10-team is that everybody's here to have a good time.
Look who it is, the Honorable Judge Jordan popping in. I see that Bijan and Travis Kelce at the turn, my guy.
I think I'm back. I swore to myself I would not draft Travis Kelce this time. We all knew that was a lie. And I cannot believe as many times as I've said I would draft Bijan Robinson over Christian McCaffrey. This is the first time I've actually done it. Going over the scoring settings in this league, I feel like running backs and tight ends have a lot more opportunity. I feel like it really bridges that gap. So normally where I'm really shooting for wide receivers at that turn there, that broke perfectly for what I was trying to do.
It sure
definitely did.
It sure did. Look at LeDuc's team. He's got Jamar. Look, he took Jamar over Justin Fields. What do you think about that, Judge?
Over Justin Jefferson.
I mean, yeah, Justin Jefferson. Sorry, I got Fields on the brain. What do you think, Judge?
I'm okay with it, man. Justin Jefferson's my number one player on the board, but it very much is a 1A, 1B. At the end of the day, Jamar Chase has Joe Burrow throwing him the ball. If they put it all together, he has the best opportunity in the league. So I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think about Hurts and Eckler on the same team, baby?
I don't know if you watched the Cowboys, but you know, their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, is now on the Chargers. So that worries me a little bit. But in all reality, I mean, I think Hurts and Eckler are going to be a fine 1-2 punch. I thought it was, I didn't think it was Hurts. I thought it was Herbert is what you said. Hurts and Eckler are actually like a whole hell of a lot better. Yeah. I think, Hurts is going to be nasty in this format with the, first down, bonus points and exactly. Stuff like that. He's going to be really good. Oh God. Woo. This is exactly why I don't want Travis in this draft. Damn
you. Sumpter takes your – damn it, LeDuc took mine. If it makes you feel better, man. I was rocking the chubby and everything, bro. Oh.
Man, we spent really good time with those guys at the expo. We were real nice to them. I can't believe they're treating us like this, boys.
I want to see what Team 1 turns out, but you know me. I love A.J. Brown Amon-Ra as my wide receiver. That feels so good to me with Patrick Mahomes.
I guess I got to do it, dude. What do you think, Trey? You think you know what I'm going to do? I think you know.
Yeah, you're going to jump 4 spots on the running back list.
Shashlink! The king! That's okay. I was prepared for this, okay?
You're getting naked.
I probably would have went Let's Derrick go! Henry there, too, if I was going running back.
Let's go! It's Henry.
There it is.
Let's go! I was ready for this, baby. That's okay. Got my boy Derrick Henry, man. Yes. Sumpter says I really debated between those two at running back. Hey, man, either way, I was covered, my friend.
There was no debate. He was always going Tony Pollard. Don't let him lie to you.
Guess who else is skipping 4 spots on the running back list? Oh, your boy.
Ooh.
Okay, I like it.
Taking the Jahmyr Gibbs. I like it.
I want the PPR machines. Eckler, Gibbs, we're going crazy with the 10-yard outs.
If it's in pivot, say he always be sniping. Yeah, yeah, you got me, buddy. You got me. And what's that, CA? Take it all off. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. This is good, buddy. How you liking your team so far, Trey?
I'm excited. I mean,
of course you are.
I'm loving the guys that I got. I feel like all of them are going to be points machines. We'll have to see how the rest of the team plays out, but this start, I'm feeling.
Oof, oof. I'm liking it, bro. I really debated. I thought maybe Henry, maybe if I let him go, probably not. He would come back to me, probably not. But I thought about grabbing Diggs just to get the stack with Allen and Diggs. I mean, what do you think, Trey? Did I make the right call here?
I think you did. I like the call.
What do you think, Judge? Oh, go ahead, Trey. I'm sorry.
It's a little risky because of, you know, Henry and his age and his team and everything. But me, I like getting him as my RB2 a lot better than my RB1, but I still don't mind him as my RB1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jordan, Chris Olave, Tua. How you feeling about your team, buddy?
So that one was a really tough round for me. Obviously, Devontae Adams is sitting right there on the board, but I just really like Olave this year, and I don't have a lot of exposure to him. I think they're pretty close. And I felt like I had to get that quarterback here, else I was going to be in pretty risky territory. I've got a good amount of Deshaun Watson already, and I've also got a good amount of Tua Tagovailoa, but this is kind of my sweet spot where I really target my quarterback usually in my drafts.
Well, I thank you, kind sir, for passing, because I will.
You son of a... Oh. Trey, God, killing me, bro. Killing me. Killing me.
I will take the Devontae Adams and walk away happily.
Oh,
you as my wide receiver one.
Blame you at all. Don't blame you at all.
No, sir. No, sir.
But I would have took Olave over Adams as well. Just because I'm excited to watch Olave, and I do think they're going to be pretty close. But Olave, I've been talking him up since last year. I loved him.
I hate Jimmy G, man. It's what it boils down to. I don't trust Jimmy G. As matchup proof and quarterback proof as Adams may be.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Not that Derek Carr is like the sexiest quarterback out there or anything, but I'll take my shot.
I already knew where you were going.
You don't know me, dog.
I know you, dog. And I know as soon as Devontae Adams went off the board, T. Higgins was next on your list.
Man, yeah. You got me. I mean, it was hard, but I look over at the running back list, you know, and I'm like, okay, I would be comfortable getting some guys a little bit down the list, you know what I mean? So I think grabbing me a good wide receiver there and T. Higgins is the right call.
I think that's going to be a bad strategy, Bandy, and here's why, right? Uh-oh. I think it's completely sound, but I think you have a bunch of guys who are like-minded here, and I feel like it's going to be a bloodbath getting to this next group of running backs, because I'm looking at them too, for sure.
I guess we're going to find out, baby, but I got me wide receiver two, who's basically a wide receiver one, right? Anything happens to Jamar, T. Higgins is the guy, you know, God forbid, just saying.
So here's the question. How far does Jonathan Taylor fall?
Oof. Deep into the abyss. How far does he fall before he becomes value and a super exactly. flex? I mean, what do you think, Judge? You grabbing you some
if I see him fall in and, you know, I'm on my second or third flex spot, I may throw a dart, but I'm really hoping another owner jumps on that grenade for me.
Me too, brother.
That's kind of how I was feeling about Bijan. Like, I want him so bad, but I'm glad you took him, you know?
I'm just worried that even after the four-game pup thing or whatever, that there's still bad blood, and it just doesn't produce
right.
for fantasy.
Yep. And that's exactly what I was thinking. And saying real quick, going to have a second fantasy doctor. Ours is going to spend all season watching Tua.
Hey, man, we'll see. But as long as that dude is upright, I'm rolling with him, man. Who's got a better receiving core than Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill? Nobody, right? I'm all about some Tua. And listen, if I swing and I miss, and that means I pick up, you know, a Derek Carr, Jared Goff type later, and that's who I throw in there later in the season, so be it.
Okay. Well, your boy's on the clock here. Mark Andrews goes the beginning of the fifth round. Keenan Allen, Daniel Jones, Devonta Smith, and I'm on the clock. Trey,
Taylor.
You think you know where I'm going, baby?
I
think you know.
I think I do, yeah.
Okay.
Does it have to do with a verb?
I don't know.
A slower means. Version of running?
No. No, it goes right there. Go right there.
Okay.
I'll grab me some Daniel.
I thought maybe you'd get you some Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Tell me about some Damian Pierce. Cause like, I love the kid. I feel like I take a beating for it. So, I love that you're into him.
You're exactly right. We're all taking a beating on him, dude. And that's why he's fallen as far as he is. But look, the guy came in last year. He did his thing as a rookie. Look, they got Singletary in there. I think that's just for injury concerns and maybe giving him a breather. But I love Damian Pierce. It's the team. It's the Houston Texans. That's the problem, I think, that people can't see past. But I saw past it last year, and at least for the first eight games or so, it sure helped me out.
He balled. Yeah, completely agree, man. Yeah, they may be a train wreck, but we've already seen him produce with them being a train wreck. So
it's a whole new offense.
I love the pick. I thought it was a really good one.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. David says T. Higgins ain't going to be a wide receiver one without Chase on the other side, but that offense can support two wide receiver ones.
Agreed.
David's he's a Steelers fan, so you got to take that one with a grain of salt.
I hear that. Look, I love T. Higgins, man. He did great for me last year, and that was with a healthy Jamar. And I think T. Higgins could step up and be a number one. Joe from over there saying, yo, what's up, buddy? What's happening?
Joe, what up?
Always coming in. Hey, don't forget to hit that like button for us, y'all. That helps us out a lot, man. Subscribe if you're not already.
Sorry, I zoned out for the second.
We're bringing the heat. Yeah, you was diving deep, weren't you?
I really was. Look, I'm looking at the board and I'm like analyzing the colors and I'm like matching up and doing.
He's like that freaking that meme where it's just all that shit's floating around him, you know?
Did you see my RB3, by the way?
Yes, I did. Ramondre Stevenson.
Hey, I was going to comment on that. That's even nastier than getting Damian Pierce where you got. That was a killer pick, but then my pick came up.
Oh, damn it. Oh, yeah, I was hoping Aaron. He was so far down. He was far down.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Aaron Jones is absolutely going to eat in this format. With the reception bump to running backs, like, this dude's going to be a beast, in my opinion.
There's no way that he's not. I agree 100%. I mean, he was way down there. I thought for sure he'd make it back, but I guess he wasn't going to because Trey was going to take him.
So I kind of reached on both him and Ridley, but, you know, spot in the draft. I don't really care what the rankings say.
Exactly.
These are my guys. I'm going to get them. There's no way they're lasting 20 picks to get back to me.
Exactly.
So you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. That's right. And Antonio popping in saying, I'm liking Andrew's team. What do you think, Trey? Andrew's team. He's kind of a little bit not quite as a lot of the players I would pick other than the Garrett Wilson and Chubb. You know,
but it's scary.
It is. It definitely is.
The stack on top of all that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think Aaron Rodgers had went on the board yet. I was looking for him, and I'm like, where's he at? And then I look on the board, and there he is.
Yep.
Now, I don't really want to take this pick here, I feel like if I don't, he's not going to make it back to me. I've done the analytics, and the sign goes with, give me the stack, Jared Goff.
I just queued him up, too, man. I love Jared Goff this year.
Give me the Goff-Gibbs stack. GG's, boys.
Oof. Dirty. Doing us dirty like that. I like it. With Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah.
Almost went Geno, but I'm just more excited for the high offense that Goff can produce.
Jordan, what is it? What are you most interested in when it comes to the scoring settings here, buddy? What is it about that got you going?
So I'm a wide receiver guy through and through. Most of the time, they're the right path to take. In this league specifically, you get a reception bonus for a full point reception bonus for tight ends. That bonus alone would have made Travis Kelce outscore Justin Jefferson last year.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Stupid valuable in this particular format. And then you have the 0.5 bump for the running backs as well. So guys like, you know, Tony Pollard, Bijan Robinson, Aaron Jones, guys I expect to catch a good amount of passes, that really elevates them. Whereas, you know, your traditional three down, you know, workhorse, while he does get some spiffs on like first downs and stuff, man, I love that reception upside in this league.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I found that a lot of people, when they get into one of our leagues, is a little, you know, worried about it just because, you know, it's like people think if it's not the way that it's always been, then it's not right. You know what I mean? Like having three wide receivers is another thing I added to it. A lot of people don't like that. It's got to be the way that they've been doing it for years, you know? I like taking I like trying different things, you know what I mean? And I am a firm believer in anything that is positive in the game deserves points.
No
agreed?
Doubt. I will say I was not wrong just early, because Bandy did come back and take Kenneth Walker. Just surprised that he made it all the way back, but he
all
did.
All day, baby. All day. And I just want to point out here, we got Bowl 845. That is Dylan. That is last year's in the first inaugural Bandy Bowls first champion. So just take a look at his team. He's got Hill, Diggs, Metcalf. You would think that Bandy would be the winner of the Bandy Bowl, but it didn't happen. But
it never works out that way.
It never does. How many times do you think?
Oh my gosh. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Darren Waller.
Yes, sir.
I do. My finger was over him, bro. And I'm
me
like,
too. And I said, Jared Goff won't make it back to me. Or Geno. I felt like three quarterbacks might go. And I was like, I don't want to risk my second quarterback over my tight end. There's five tight ends in front of him and goes.
Oh. And this, fellas, is why you should not have invited Travis Sumpter to this league. I almost double dipped and went too deep on the tight end and grabbed Waller in my last round, but I didn't. I felt like that would have been dipping too deep into the cookie jar, so to speak. But and there he goes with the double up that tight end. I love it. Love it.
No tight end premium, no baby. Doubt. Tight end premium.
Get you that big flex. Premium. Mm.
2 points for your receptions for your tight ends. It makes sense, especially being tight end poor, you know? Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, how do you think your team is shaping out, buddy? Trey?
Yeah, man, I'm excited so far. I'm, you know, still nervous. I'm not, you know, I don't think I've won it just yet. but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Damn it, dude. I'm so mad about the Waller thing. I really am.
Yeah,
that hurts my soul.
Really every mock I was doing last night when I didn't get Kelsey at 110, I was, you know, fading and coming back and snagging Waller right around this range as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got me another running back. Miles Sanders against my better judgment. He's the guy. He is the guy in Carolina, but I don't know. He gets hurt a lot too, so that's something, but I think he's going to, you know, get work over there. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see what Miles Sanders can do. I think that this team, you know, loves to use the running back. I just worry about his health. That's about it. But I think that if he can stay healthy, he can produce super solid for fantasy, especially at your RB4.
Yes, sir. I almost picked Swift. It was between Swift and Miles Sanders, and Swift goes right next to me. I think Swift's going to get a lot of work too. Well, Judge, what are you thinking, Jordan?
I'm out on Swift. I won't touch it. I just feel like – I think Swift will be much better for the Eagles' offense than he will be for his fantasy owners' lineups. I don't necessarily think his style is going to necessarily mesh in a way with Jalen Hurts that will allow him to be that, you know, top 10 to 15 guy that he's been in years past.
I guess there's a reason that the Lions let go of him, and not just to pick up Jahmyr Gibbs. If you watched Hard Knocks last year, you've seen that Swift never seemed to do what they wanted him to do. You know what I mean?
So, Trey, talk to me about Alvin Kamara over Jonathan Taylor, because I'm intrigued.
I was going to take Taylor, but I told myself before coming into this draft that I will not take Taylor until Kamara has come off the board. I reached for Kamara pretty far, but you're going to have to reach for the players you want in this league. Obviously, you see Darren Waller. Everybody wanted him. Sumter got him. You know, it's one of those things. If you want your guy, you got to go get him. I think Kamara is going to be excellent this year. He loves the team, and the team loves him. That 3-game suspension is all only thing that stands between him and fantasy value. Jonathan Taylor has more question marks.
Your rebuttal, sir. Oh, he's drafting. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm on the clock.
Oh, then Taylor goes.
It definitely influenced what I was doing, because Kamara was like in my sights. Yeah, that was the smash. I'm definitely about to double tap running back here.
Pat, pat.
I'm going to go with Rashad White.
And I think I know the other one. I feel like I know the other one. And
he's a little bit lower, but I'm gonna go with James Cook. I think both of those guys can have a really good volume of receiving in their respective offenses. I love Bijan Jones, Rashad White, James Cook. I will ride with that happily.
I like it a lot too, buddy. And you know what, dude? I feel like Rashad White and James Cook are very similar type players too. So, like last year, I just kind of those two to get. I was just like thinking how much alike they were, you know. And Rashad White, you know, he did get some carries in the preseason. You know, you can't really completely judge him for the preseason. And he didn't seem to do a ton with it, but he did enough, you know. And I think Sumter is not happy with you grabbing, I'm assuming, James Cook here, because he has some negative words for you right here.
It was probably both of those guys, but Travis Sumter's, he knows he'll be in my inbox later trying to dangle Keenan Allen over to me. So it's, we will talk for sure, my friend.
What about Pollard? Do you think he'll dangle Pollard, or is he holding on to that one?
I think he'll hold on to Pollard, and I think if I'm going to get Pollard, he's going to want to talk about Bijan, and we're just not going to talk about it. So it's, you know, pretty much that simple.
Hey, Facebook user says, feeling kind of judgy tonight. I wonder if that's Commissioner Cooper. It probably is.
That's right. It is Commissioner Cooper.
America's team.
America's team. I drafted America's quarterback.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure he's loving that, too. Oh man, this is tough, buddy.
This is tough. This is where it really gets nitty gritty, because all I want to do is take every running back on the board.
I know.
And I'll say this: this is where having Kelce really pays off, because of this string of tight ends in the last couple of rounds, right?
That's definitely,
it's a lot of players off the board that I wasn't looking at all. So I love that. Terry McLaurin, I think that I am worried about Jahan Dotson. I still love Terry McLaurin, but man, I think Jahan Dotson can do some real damage this year.
I do too. I was on
really
some
good in the preseason.
Yeah, he did, and I was on some Dotson stuff last year, man. And when he was basically unknown, but Scary Terry's gonna do what Scary Terry does, and he's gonna help me out. Yes, Steve.
Look,
go ahead.
So I was on some Curtis Samuel last year when he was pulling that Debo Samuel Jr. type plays out. I was loving it, man.
Best three games of his career, bro. He's no, killing it. I was on that,
I started
too.
Him two of them.
Mm-hmm. You sure did. And Cope says, shoo, he's hungover, still hungover from Vegas.
That's right, he is.
He looked like they were having a blast over there.
So boys, you guys are the IDP guys over here, and so I've seen Parsons go off, I've seen Roquan go off, you know. What are you guys thinking on this IDP stretch?
Man, I don't touch IDP until I feel like my team is solid enough to do so. That don't mean I wait to the very end, because I don't, but I want to make sure that my offense is solidified before I think about my defense.
I agree. Yeah, we're not like the IDP guys, to be completely honest. This is just something we've added to the league over the last probably three or four years, and it's gotten a little bigger and a little bigger each year. And that's because I believe it to be the future of fantasy. And you know how great it is to be able to watch both sides of the ball, man? It's fun. It adds that extra to it, man. And that's why I've been slowly but surely adding IDP guys to our league.
And when your IDP guy gets a pick six – you go crazy, because you watch that score jump, and you just, you know, if, especially if you're neck and neck and you just take a massive lead on a pick six. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's exciting.
What's the matter? Deontay Johnson? Is that what's got you in a hussy over there,
buddy? Oh, it does, man. It does. I thought for sure. So, you know, I'm a little light at wide receiver. And so this is area I'm starting to look at. And Deontay was definitely on my radar.
Should I do it to him, Trey? Bam. Give me some D-Hop.
You're a monster.
you got a lot riding on that Tennessee offense.
That's true.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
You have no balls if you don't draft Ryan Tannehill later in this draft.
As your third?
No way.
I know who he's going for his third.
Shut up. Don't even say it. That's the problem with us doing all these mocks together, bro, in mock drafts, bro. That's the problem with it. Oh, you got Freiermuth, Trey. Okay.
I did. Which really hurts me now on my looks. But I think what Daddy's going to do here. He's still there, man. This is hard. I don't want to not take him. I got Dalvin.
Hey, every year you got the Uncle Dalvin over there, man.
That's my dude, man. I've had him in this Bandy Bowl league before it was the Bandy Bowl, in this league every year since I've been in it.
That's right. And I've had Derrick Henry almost every year, haven't I?
Yeah, I think I had him last year.
Yeah, you did. You're right. Woof. It's getting a little dirty down here, fellas. Just saying.
It is dirty indeed. But hey,
interesting. I got a question, Jordan. If you're not taking Travis Kelce, when do you wait on your?
He's on the clock.
Oh, I apologize, buddy. How rude of me to.
No, you're good, baby. You are good. I'm gonna reach for one here because I want to lock in my QB2. I don't know if Travis will let him get past him.
Nice. Probably not. Oh, son of a. Trey, you know who that's who I was talking about, right?
That's not who I was talking about.
As my third? That wasn't? Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Okay, I got you.
That's normally your second sometimes.
You bastard.
You know. So I really hate this clump of wide receivers, but I really like that next one. I just don't want those guys to just all be taken as well, because everybody knows the value. I'm really splitting some hairs here.
Don't do it to me. You took 3-4 of my guys already. Don't do it to me.
He ain't making it back to you, dog.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's having some problems over there.
He ain't gonna do it.
I usually like to wait until the next go around and grab Mike Evans, but I'm scared I'll lose them both if I don't. I really like Baker Mayfield's chances to do well with these wide receivers. I think people are really sleeping on that kid. I think he will keep these guys being productive.
You're damn right he will. Because these Tampa Bay Buccaneers are being slept on like crazy, man. And we're going to do something because that's what we do, baby. It's what we do. Dylan saying, I've had Patty every year till now. I promise you, Dylan, you weren't going to get him because me and Trey, I told Trey, I will take him because you're smashed in the middle of us. I will take him if I have to, but I'm happy with grabbing Josh Allen, though. Christian Watson goes, he's another guy I was looking at.
Yeah, I'm trying to let some of these other guys on the top of this wide receiver list go because I'm just not interested in them.
We're all there, man. We're all there. We're going to hate each other here in the next round or so.
Sumter likes the Godwin pick from you, buddy, so that's something. You motherfucker.
I told you he
wasn't making it back to you, Bandy.
I'm telling you, whoever gets Evans next round, they're going to get the better value out of it. I stand firmly behind that. Mike Evans, automatic, 100%.
Bro, you going to do me like that on the Bandy Bowl? Take Christian Kirk like
I
that.
Told you he wasn't making it back to you, dog. I gave you the heads up.
Yeah, you did.
And I knew Jordan wouldn't take him because he's got Ridley.
Mm.
That's actually the only reason I wouldn't take Christian Kirk, just being honest. I really like him, too. I love this Jaguars offense as a whole. Drake London I love as a player. I hate as a fantasy prospect because I'm not in it with Ridley.
I agree.
Hey, look what I did.
Yeah, I knew see that. It. I see you.
As soon as he said that, I was like, well, I know your Bandy's taking.
I got to get a little love from my team, man. You know what I mean? And Sumter says, what? Tampa May Buccaneers? What does that mean? Is that a shot? I feel like that's it. Oh, that's Mayfield. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, we were what were we last year? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now we're the Tampa May Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, man, I'm loving seeing these. We had Parsons go in the fifth. I'm not sure if that was auto draft. It may or may not have been. Mm-hmm. No, he did that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love seeing IDP go early.
I think Tyler is a Cowboys fan. I didn't know that, but I think I figured it out.
Which
one's Tyler?
Razorback. He's got Prescott and Parsons.
Okay. I'm a Cowboys fan, too, so Tyler's out here doing the Lord's work.
And CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, exactly.
But that one was auto.
That was sure. Auto, but I'm like I said, maybe he's a Cowboys fan. He don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that stack.
Stack it up. I mean,
got Christian McCaffrey on auto too.
He did.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe Christian McCaffrey made it over there back to him.
I cannot believe I passed on Christian McCaffrey. Dude,
you
did. I was just like, I've got to fucking do it. I got to stick to my guns here.
This guy has so much draft like resentment for his team, his picks. He'll pick them and be like, "I shouldn't have done it. I should have got this guy." I've heard it about 6 times, Jay. That's all right though.
Michael Pittman is somebody I love that Travis is just making me have all kinds of weird feelings about. So I'm glad he went off the board because I would have been tempted.
I don't like it. Yeah,
Travis.
I love that kid.
I'm loving Travis's wide receiver.
Bastard!
Got him.
Specifically, last round when I was like, I want to wait for these guys, it was Evans and it was Lockett. But I went with Godwin, but I hate Travis.
Man,
so hard.
The Bandy Bowl, they be sniping this year, Trey. Woof.
They do indeed.
LeDuc on. Addison goes too. I bet you Trey sends you a trade offer for that guy later. He was already thinking, who could I trade for Addison?
No, that's not true. Addison's just one of my go-to receivers when I'm trading because I think people undervalue him.
For sure. And I like LeDuc. Go ahead. What?
If I feel weak on my team after my draft, if I feel weak at receiver and I'm stacked up with all these running backs, I'm like, I can take my RB6 and trade him for Jordan Addison. You know, people
yes,
do
sir.
That.
And this is like the first time I've waited on somebody and they actually made it back to me, dude. Give me my guy. Khalil Herbert, baby.
Man. You're straight pissing me and Travis off with that one.
I was on that list.
I did not think he would go there. I mean, he's one that in most drafts he falls completely through the cracks, and that's a low end RB one this season.
Yeah, he don't fall through our cracks, bro. Every draft me and Bandy do, we're battling for who can get Herbert.
Yeah, and look, bro, there's no way he would have made it back to me.
No
way. He was down there deep too. I just feel like with the kind of guys we're playing with here, I mean, I had to.
Matter of fact, I had two.
Oh man,
I'm so glad that you I'm on the clock so I can talk now. I'm so glad that you took DeAndre Hopkins, because all of my drafts when I take DeAndre, I feel bad that I can't take this player, but now I got him and I'm putting him on the list, baby.
And he's Bert ready
season, let's go.
He's ready for week one. I just seen the thing on him, buddy. Heck yeah. I like it.
He had his soup, you know, he's healed up, he's ready to go.
That's right. I like it. So I was trying to ask you earlier, Jordan, before you get on the clock, if you're not getting Kelsey as your tight end, what is your strategy with tight end usually?
Pretty simple. I, at that point, am not willing to pay the cost for Mark Andrews. Love him as a football player. Don't love him as the investment. Mm-hmm. I am looking at a combination of either TJ Hockenson or Darren Waller. Either of those guys fall. If it goes past that, it's complete famine mode. I'm looking at guys like Dalton Schultz. I'm looking at guys, Cole Kmet, etc. I'll go with a stable there. I don't really care, but it's really those three guys are bottom of the barrel for me.
I like it. I mean, bottom of the barrel. So you like to get them a little early, not too early, but a little early. I like that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I am totally okay. Like, I'm a Cowboys fan. I am going to probably draft Jake Ferguson at some point in this draft if somebody doesn't beat me to it. Love the kid's upside. Dallas consistently produces tight end ones. No reason to think he can't, you know, slide right in there and do the same. Man, I really hate how these wide receivers have fallen. Tyler Lockett would look really good here. I'm going to have to double down on running back here and get my guy. I would love to get AJ Dillon here, but I've already got Jones. Gross.
I know where Trey's going with his pick if it doesn't fall off. I really feel like I know Trey.
I don't know about that.
Oh man, he's having some problems over there. 30 seconds. Tick tock on the clock. You all right, buddy? You gonna make it?
Yep. Okay, so Bandy does not have a tight end. No, I can't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't. But
I'm gonna regret that for the rest of my life. I can't quit this guy. I cannot quit Elijah Moore, but he's who I want, man.
This guy, man, I swear. You swear you sold him a lemon fantasy player, dude. What is it? Draft, like, what do you call it, Trey? Just feeling regret. Draft regret.
Yeah. Look, I think you know where I'm going here, but I really didn't want to say anything or give anybody any ideas. So I'm going to go ahead and let Razorback take his pick, and then I'm going to reach far.
are you? Then it's not who I think. Oh, I know who you're going then. If you're going to reach far, I think I got you.
Yeah, I just got to secure this because I'm a man of my word.
I think I got a guess as to who it is.
I am a man of my word, if anything.
Sumter says, no, not Mayfield, Drake May. Y'all picking high ASF 2024 draft. Let's go. I guess we going to see. Oh, Devin White goes. I like that pick. Dude is in it with the defense here. Woo! There he goes.
Man of my word. He will be on my team. Anywhere is value. Oof.
I think you could have waited on McKinnon a little bit, but I don't
Maybe, but Sumter is sniping, and I'm not in the mood.
And he knows
my dude.
He knows.
Hey, playing those games. I get it.
He knows you love him too. So that might have been the right call, baby.
And Sumter only has two running backs on his team. So
yikes. That's kind of scary.
You know he's going RB probably.
All right. I was worried I wasn't going to get a stack at all, but I think I found one that, you know, maybe might do something for me. I think this guy has a little bit of a resurgence. We thought he was going to be legit last year. It didn't go like we planned, but I'm going to go ahead and take me some.
Gabe Davis.
Got me the stack. I got me one. I like it.
I think Gabe Davis is a huge post-hype sleeper. Like, everybody has written that guy off for dead. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he was terrible last year. He might not have lived up to expectations, but he was still solid. He had some games. So I like that pick a lot.
Well, how do you live up to a 5-touchdown playoff game? I mean.
Exactly. And that's what that everybody was living on that hype, mm-hmm. for sure. Sumter says McKinnon. King.
There it is.
Yes, sir. Yes,
look,
sir.
He's already looking at him.
Yeah, he knew. Wow, that Sumter is going running back shy on his team, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's got Pollard and Mixon. You need to mix it up a little bit.
The other three running backs he wanted are all on my team is the problem, and that's why I keep sniping my freaking wide receivers. That Tyler Lockett pick was dirty. He don't even like Tyler Lockett. He just knows I really love him.
Hey, man. Okay, who's his quarterbacks? He's got Burrow and Geno.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What are you feeling about Geno this year, Jordan?
Solid. Easy. Like, Geno has one of the most talented offenses in the league. Look, man, Geno's not Patrick Mahomes, right? But Geno's going to he's never going to completely flop for you. He's a great guy to plug into that second flex I like. And also, with it being 6-point passing touchdowns, I feel like that type of format caters more towards a guy like Geno Smith than a guy like Lamar Jackson. And so I think it kind of bridges that gap a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a big Geno guy, I'll be honest with you. I think last year was a sham, and I don't think he has a repeat. Top 8 quarterback last year. I don't see that happening again. I don't see him in the top 10 this year.
Do you think Russell Wilson will rebound this year?
I really do.
Because I kind of just feel like Pete Carroll's a damn genius and nobody gave him the credit, and he just showed the entire world that Russell Wilson was the fraud and he can turn, you know, anybody into gold.
I think that Russell Wilson has a bounce back from last year. I don't think that he bounces back to, you know, super Seattle Russell Wilson, but mm-hmm. I do think he has a better year than he did last year because almost anybody could.
Broncos make the playoffs? What do you think?
It's so tough because of their division. You know, mm-hmm. I think that maybe give them one more year. I can't bet on that right now.
If he plays the way he played in that preseason game, dude, they're going. I think it's tough.
Can any of his wide receivers stay healthy?
Yeah, 100%. Can any of those guys stay healthy?
No doubt.
Tim Patrick doesn't play football.
Tim Patrick. I love that dude. But I know, me too. He just can't make it to the damn season. This dude gets hurt freaking day one of camp. Crazy. Sumter on the clock, man. Just taking a sweet ass time. A deep wide receiver. He's done to get a running back here. That's why he's trying to find him his diamond in the rough.
Nah, Cooks. Okay. He's coming at you for trades, Jordan.
Nah, he can keep Cooks. I don't want no part of that.
No, you're not feeling Cooks.
I love the addition from my team, but like he's in an offense with CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard for starters, and I actually think that Jake Ferguson is a better value later in this draft at a position where he has an easier path to stand out. I think at best you're getting like a wide receiver 3 with Brandon Cooks. Nothing wrong with him. He's going to be solid. I'm just not real sold on him fantasy-wise.
Well, Sumter got him as a wide receiver 6. So.
Yeah, wide receiver 6, sure. How many times is he going to start him is my question.
Exactly.
I'm still drafting starters right now is the way I'm looking at it.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm always drafting starters, baby. Potential, at the very least. Man, I got me Schultz in the 13th. I don't hate that.
When I was looking at tight ends, Bandy, so on my last pick, I was looking to see if there were two or three teams who didn't have a tight end, and then I was going to double dip, but it was just you that I saw. So, but Schultz would have been my pick there. That dude's the number one option in Houston. Like, yep. Come on. I don't care who's throwing the ball.
You can't forget about Nico Collins.
I have done forgot about Nico Collins. I was on that train last year, and I got off on the next exit, and I'll never get on it again.
It's a whole nother ball game now, man. He's the only guy over there besides.
He was the only guy over there last year. He didn't do nothing with it.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah,
but
barely. Yeah.
Barely. You're right. I'm just saying, bro. It's a different quarterback, too.
I was going to go Schultz when I took Freiermuth. I didn't. Specifically because of the news of Albert O. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to grab me some Freiermuth because he's a touchdown monster, and I'm going to get me some Dolchich later. And that's exactly what I did.
I was looking at Dolchich. I was really going back and forth on Schultz and Dolchich, dude. I think Dolchich has a great year, and I think that's a great pick. You could easily drop one of these guys and keep the other. I'm just saying. Bayou Bengal popping in. Hey, everyone, hit that like button.
Hit it.
You heard him, Bayou Bengal. Check out old Bayou Bengal, too, man. Go over to his channel. That's a great guy over there, dude. Super knowledgeable, knows his stuff. Thanks for hollering, Bayou. We appreciate it. And Travis Sumter said, correction, seventh wide receiver.
There you go.
Tommy popping in. Football is back, baby. What up, my boys?
What up, Tommy?
What up, Tommy T? What's happening, bro? You've been using that Manscaped stuff we got you for your birthday. Oh, let's see. Okay. Well, Razorback's defense is, I think, set now, right?
Yeah.
He's got defense. He's got a lot of defense. I'm a little worried about his offense, though. He's got a couple of good guys, but I really like Evan Engram, though. I if he was there, I would have grabbed him. Bayou also says, don't sleep on my man, Juwan Johnson. I agree. I like Juwan Johnson. I mean, this guy couldn't stop getting touchdowns last year. What are your thoughts on him there, Jordan?
Man, I like him. I really like that entire offense, to be honest. I think their schedule is really easy. I think that is going to be a division-winning team. Sorry, Bandy, I know you probably don't want to hear that, but ultimately I think he has a great opportunity to really emerge as a number two option. I have zero faith in Michael Thomas, so somebody's got to step up behind Olave.
Yeah, Tommy says, just did 5 minutes ago using the Manscaped stuff. I love it.
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me for just a moment.
Oh, somebody's got a Manscaped himself. I love it. Let's go, Trey. So. Way to rep the brand, baby.
I guess so. yeah. Just the two of us.
Oh, and you on the clock.
Oh, you boys on the... I am. Let's see.
Team Bowl saved you from having to take Odell Beckham Jr. there, so that was a net positive for sure.
Yeah, fair point. I'm going to grab me a guy, a rookie that I've been kind of looking at from here to there. A little bit of Tank Bigsby.
I think Tank can be one of those guys that just absolutely crushes it the second half of the season. I like him a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too, buddy. Bayou says Saints are greater than the Bucs.
Yeah. I think this year that's accurate. But I think the Bucs are going to be sneaky, man. I think the Bucs have a chance to be better than people give them credit for.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. I agree 100%.
And here's the thing. Look, man. Guys, the head coach.
For the Bucs?
Yeah.
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles ain't just going to lay down and die, man. That dude's fighting for his job. He ain't gonna get another chance. This is it for him. He's gonna want it. That defense still has playmakers on it. Like, the Bucs schedule's pretty easy too. I'm not sleeping on him.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just remember that, you know, everybody is totally sleeping on him, man. And I think they're going to do way better than everybody's giving him credit for, man. They look good in that preseason game for sure. I mean, they had their woes, but that's kind of our style, to be completely honest. I'm worried about the defense. I really am. I mean, we do have Todd Bowles in there, but I am worried about the defense. So we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
We finna find out.
Yes, sir. We are. Yes, sir. And guess who's back?
There's those running backs. Samaje Perine and Jalen Warren, Travis. Love it.
Okay. Got him some Perine. Got him some Warren. I don't hate it. I like Perine. I liked him a little more like a month ago, to be completely honest, a month or two ago. But, you know, I don't hate Perine.
This is all I know about Samaje Perine is Joe Mixon didn't do anything last year. Outside that one huge 6-touchdown game he had, he was not that great of a running back. Samaje Perine was better at football last season than Joe Mixon. I'm not saying Joe Mixon or Samaje Perine's great at football, but if anything happens with Javonte Williams, any kind of setback, any kind of slow start, I think that kid's ready to pounce.
Tommy says, rest in peace, Bray Wyatt. Yeah, for sure, yep. Man.
Follow the buzzards, baby.
That's wild stuff, man. Wild stuff. And then Tommy also says James Cook is gonna go off.
Yeah, that's right. He is on my team, Tommy, so I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I know you're hoping that happens. Trey, you still with us, buddy?
Yeah, man. Sorry, I was about to pee my pants, and if I didn't get to the toilet quickly, I was going to have a problem.
Hey, how many times I got to tell you, go to the bathroom before the podcast starts?
Look, man, it was a time crunch. We just got back from the gym. I was just relaxing. I looked down the phone. It was 16 after. I was like, I got to get on the podcast.
Oh my!
But I know this was going to be a longer one, so I figured it'd be all right to, you know.
Yeah, we're at 55 minutes right now, and we are in what, the 15th round? 15th?
Well, I'm on the clock looking at
and
the
we've got
here.
23 total. Don't forget about your defense and your kickers, fellas. And don't forget about your defensive players because I'm a nice guy. I'm going to give you that heads up. What do you think? Okay, Jordan, what do you think about defenses and kickers? I bet I know you're going to say you hate it, right?
I don't really play with them very often, and I specifically team defense and kicker I've kind of completely went away from. I actually would prefer to play in an IDP over any format with team defense. I think this is the first time I played both of them together. but, you know, whatever. Let's roll with the punches, and got to figure it out. I am on the clock, and I'm actually looking on the defensive side of the ball here.
I think it's about that time too, baby. I do. Whew. Trey, what do you think, buddy? Have you taken any? Oh, you grabbed you some CJ Mosley there and Romeo Doubs.
Man. Yeah, I had to go ahead and reach down the list for that boy.
Right. Tommy says, what do you think of running back Chase Brown over there on the Bengals, Trey?
Yeah, you know, I've heard good things, but with everybody's like downplaying Mixon, man, and I just really think he's a solid running back for this team, and he's not going to need a lot of help. I don't think that Chase Brown is going to be super fantasy relevant, but I'm excited to watch him play.
For sure, for sure. Jordan, oh, you're drafting, aren't you? I'm sorry, buddy.
I am. I am exact opposite on Trey on this one. I am. Oh, no.
What happened?
I just got auto drafted. Now I'll rock with Sam Howell. That's okay.
Okay. I got you, bro. Now
yeah, I gotta stop talking.
I like me some Sam Howell, man. Another guy who's been slept on continuously. I like Sam Howell as your what, third? Yeah, your third quarterback. I don't hate that at all. I need to do a little research, fellas, while I'm drafting my team.
I really wanted to go defense there, but I feel like Sky Moore is a great lottery ticket that I would love to punch, and I feel like it leverages Kelsey a little bit. Sam Howell was in my queue for earlier. Roshan is absolutely a killer pick by Justin, but now I definitely got to focus on this defensive side of the ball, I think.
Yeah, by the time it comes back to you, for sure, for sure. Sumter says he's an injury opportunity back. Yeah, if something happens to Mixon, Chase Brown's going to go off. Exactly.
And look, guys, I'm just going to say this. Samaje Perine was a career journeyman back coming into last season. And when Joe Mixon sucked for most of last season, Samaje Perine absolutely stepped up to the plate. So it may not even be an injury. If Joe Mixon doesn't turn back into Joe Mixon, kid may get a shot.
Whoa.
What?
I thought that was a shot at Joe Mixon. The kid may get a shot. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was good wordplay. I don't know.
Hey, I'll say that that's what I meant and take credit for it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And something says
may get a shot.
The thing is, we never truly know outside of a few guys who the true RB2 really is on a team. Fair point. Fair point for sure. And Roschon Johnson, man, I have Khalil Herbert, and a lot of times in my drafts, if I can't snag up Khalil Herbert,
I'm the other one.
I'm grabbing Johnson, man. I love this kid, man. He come in and just made magic happen, man. I think he could do that for our teams too.
So you can ask Travis Sumter this. I'm a big Longhorn fan too. I'm, you know, all my roots are planted in Texas, for better or worse. And look, I get it. Bijan, he's the whole freaking package, but for a large part of last season, Roschon Johnson was absolutely the more effective back. We needed a tough first down. It was Roschon. Like, that kid's got a lot of talent too, and really, I think, is a hidden gem that the Bears got in this draft.
Yeah, I agree, buddy.
I hate it though, because I also really love Khalil Herbert, and I want both of those dudes to eat.
Yeah, I love me some Herbert, man. I do too. Grabbing me some Derwin James, getting that defense going, baby. Let's go. Let's go. This guy scored a lot of points last year, got a lot of tackles. I think he could be my guy. When it comes to defense, I will say, giving everybody the heads up, linebackers are usually your guys, man. They're basically the wide receivers of your defense. In my experience, that's what I've seen over and over again. Trey, you agree?
Definitely. The linebackers are going to be more consistent on scoring points, but your DBs are the guys that can, their ceilings are just through the roof with pick sixes and things like that, interceptions and stuff.
You get a 50-yard pick six in this league. That's like a 20-point play from what I was looking at.
Yeah, so GGs, boy. Nasty. GGs.
Boom. Knock them out, baby. Hey, these are going to be high-scoring games, man, but I'm going through the settings, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want this. I want this. I want this. I'm like a kid in a candy store, baby. I just give me it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jordan, if it was up to me, we'd have coaches and water boys in this league.
I've actually played in head coach leagues, and they're not near as fun as you would think.
That's a thing? For real?
Yeah, the head coach
league. Yeah, it's just like you get a point if you win. You get, you know, this if, you know, X amount of penalties aren't done. And I don't know. It's like complicated.
Based on the margin, if it's a close game and you win, you get more points, right, than if it's a blowout?
I don't know.
Would not recommend, but I mean, if the Bandy Bowl needs to go full rosters, and look, we gonna start drafting, you know, ID, you know, STs. I'm with it. Let's go.
I love it, baby. Nice. Just rolling with the punches. As Sumter says, shooter shoot.
Travis is so fat and happy right now. Like, he's getting all of the running backs he wanted in this draft, all at the bottom of the barrel. I know that dude is just living life large right now.
Those are the guys he was looking at. Once
he got Pollard and Mixon, it was clear he was, you know, going on a pretty hard fade.
I'm so glad that the X-King took Kyler Murray, man, because for three rounds I've wanted to take him, and I just can't pull the trigger. So I'm glad somebody did it for me.
I mean, how long is he going to be out, dude? Do we know the answer to that?
It sounds like 3 to 4 weeks, but we don't know officially anything.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Special report, ladies and gentlemen. Kyler Murray is not going to play football this year. Why the hell would Arizona trot this kid out? Look, you got two shots at this, either your pick or Houston's pick. They're going to move on from Kyler. It's going to be the Caleb Williams show. They're going to get the first pick overall. They're going to want to keep that kid healthy. I'm not touching him. I don't think he's going to play. I'd be really shocked.
Thank you for justifying why I didn't grab him.
Exactly. Sumter says there is nothing wrong with the Miles Sanders, the Saquon Barkley, like they were at Penn State. Bijan equal to Barkley. What is that? Sanders?
To Roschon.
To Roschon. Okay. Bijan to Barkley. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Average Sports Talk. He was in the Bandy Bowl last year. Jordan loves Master Bateman.
You are damn right, Elio. And we didn't get to really talk about those picks. But when I drafted Elijah Moore, I really wanted to draft Bateman there, but it was just too early and it was too much of a gamble. But like I was looking at Juju and Bateman, and I got all three of those wide receivers who I think are great depth crapshoots.
Hell yeah.
I do love me some Master Bateman, though. That's my guy.
Yeah, he does definitely get a lot of overlooked, especially, I mean, that Baltimore wide receiver room is heavy, bro. It's heavy, man. That's the thing that scares me. But I like what I saw out of him last year when they really needed him. Sumter says, been saying it since March, Jordan.
Which he probably one? Has. I don't know what he's talking about, though.
Brock Purdy? He's got Brock Purdy. I don't know.
Oh, no. Kenneth Gainwell, who is who he's talking about. He's been on Gainwell for a hot minute.
Well, I like Gainwell, too, but it's another problem is just how crowded the running back room is there, man. That's what
I'm just saying, man. If ever there's two running backs to have in front of you, injury-prone guys like Swift and like Penny, he's gonna get an opportunity. Let's be real, it's gonna happen at some point.
Yeah, but when? What if it happens? What, grabbing some B Wags over there?
That's like one of like six guys I know at this rage. You really killing me on that one.
Look, man, I got his jersey. I want to rock it. I want to rep him. I'm repping him, and I got his Seattle jersey, so I can just throw that thing back on. I thought I'd never be able to use it again.
Now you can, baby. Now you can. Hey, I'm actually moving right across the street from Trey, Jordan.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Literally right across the street.
Bro, I'm moving across the street. On a cul-de-sac road. Got my second bedroom. It's about to be a studio. We're about to have in-person shows. Jordan, you're local, baby. You could come over and
get in. I'm coming. It's going to happen.
And Sumter says he was talking about Kyler, about the been saying it since March.
Oh, I feel like Travis been saying that since last season. He's been out on Kyler. He's right.
Good, man. Because it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, if he's going to be out three games and I can get him in the 20th round and throw him on my IDP, or my IR, is it worth it? Because, you know, if he comes back to fucking full speed, then, you know, he's a QB2. I take out Jared Goff and see what happens. But
no, it makes sense. I get it. Like, if he were to, you know, come and do some stuff, man, it would be good to have gotten him very late, you know? It's a two-quarterback lead. You got two. You got your third guy maybe waiting in the wing. He comes back and does big things. It makes sense, Trey. Higbee goes. I like Higbee, man. Another guy that they're sleeping on. Look, they're saying Matthew Stafford is having problems, communicating with the young players on his team? Well, guess who he won't have problems communicating with? Tyler Higbee.
Cooper Kupp.
And that guy, of course. But you know when the chips are down and he's really worried, he's got Higbee. And I like Higbee. I think he's being super slept on. If Dolchich or Schultz wasn't there, I probably would have grabbed Higbee.
Has there ever been a quarterback that has aged at a faster rate than Matthew Stafford upon joining the Los Angeles Rams? I felt like he was like borderline still in his prime, and now it's just like, golly, dude's 186 years old. Like, can't get along with anybody.
No doubt. No doubt, bro. You ain't lying.
That's all right, though, because he'll be my QB3, and I'm not upset about it.
I'm going to get me some. Okay. I'll grab me some Snead. Why not? I'm loving my defense, bro. Derwin James, Logan Wilson, who is a freaking steal. And I got Legarius Snead, bro. All these guys, man.
I like it.
What's up with it? Tackling fuel.
What are we? I got 5 picks left. Interesting.
Man, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
I got 12 people in my queue and 5 picks left. What are we going to do?
We got 5 picks left. Dang.
I got 2 IDP, a kicker, a defense, and 1 tight end left to draft, boys. I've already got it all mapped out in my head.
Well, you know, this is the Bandy Bowl. Exactly. And Sumter says, cutting Colt McCoy and doing those trades this week signified the Cardinals are all in on tanking.
100%. I mean, I would not be shocked if they shipped off James Conner. Like, they already got rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
So how do you feel about Marquise Brown?
Hate him.
Yeah, not in?
I'm not in on any part of this offense. It terrifies me.
I mean, but somebody's got to catch the ball, you know?
Not if they don't score.
That's true. That's true. I mean, do you think it's just going to be that bad? They're just going to tank it that hard?
I think they're going to be the Houston Texans of last year. So, okay. You know, maybe you get some sort of performance from a guy like James Conner if he does stick around, a la Damian Pierce. But
you get value in DFS with the
Colts. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I think a guy like Rondell Moore is probably going to have some ridiculous weeks for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, for best ball. Yeah. Bro, I got my guy. I got a lot of the guys I was hoping to get just in the later rounds. Nico Collins, baby. I'm telling you, Jordan.
I'm going to say is at the end of this season when you are fed up with Nico Collins, I got a spot for you right here, baby, right on the bandwagon because I'm done with the kid. Done.
And I got my guy, Alec Pierce, baby. Let's go. Okay, this team ain't got nobody to give the ball to anymore.
Pity City or Alex Pierce? Okay, I don't know, man.
Y'all sleeping, man. Look, Michael Pittman is still that dude.
I'm not a big Pierce guy, to be completely honest with you, man. I was blowing that horn last year, and it didn't really seem to work out. But now it's a different quarterback. Things could change. I just don't know about his route running, man.
Look, if it doesn't work out and he's my 19th round pick, I'll survive.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Oh, and Justin Tucker goes. He just won the whole draft.
Hey, Sumter says buy Michael Wilson and Trey McBride in your dynasty leagues. I mean, I liked Trey McBride, man.
Got him some Ferguson. Get him the Fergie.
He said it. He said it would happen, and it did.
If anything, here on the Fourth and Flex podcast, we are all a man of our word.
Yes, sir. How's your team looking, Trey?
Man, I'm excited about my team. I feel like there's like, I don't know. I feel like we've been drafting for a long time and I thought I'd be deep into my bench now. And I guess I kind of am. But at the same time, I feel like I'm starting everybody I drafted.
I know. That's it. I feel you, dog. I feel you. Jordan is sleeping on Nico.
Oh, and freaking Jordan.
No. Hey, man, I don't know if y'all met Iggy at the Fantasy Football Expo, but shout out to that guy for giving me this draft guide. I've been following this whole draft of the defensive side of the ball because I will be honest, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. So I really hope Iggy is as good as Iggy says he is.
His name is IDP Iggy. And the Josie Jewell pick is a good one. That is a great pick, dude. On that Denver defense, man, he's good. And Singleton, that was who I was going to get too. Alex Singleton, again, on the Denver side, man. Josie Jewell, I think, is going to help you out a lot, man. And
Greenlaw was who I was going for.
Yeah, I love hearing that I'm sniping you guys. That makes me feel good about me. Y'all can keep that same energy coming. Let's go.
What do you think, Trey? Sauce Gardner's still there. He didn't score a ton of points last year for fantasy, but he was the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning a different way here. Give me some Tremaine Edmonds, baby.
Okay, I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I don't hate it.
Tyler Bass. Another kicker off the board.
Okay, kickers getting love. I like it. And I'm going to take my final defensive guy, and that's going to be Matt Milano.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Bring it.
Didn't even see him on the list. That's the problem with the IDP is the lists are so skewed to me. Like
they
ADP wise and everything, it doesn't add up the way you think it should.
100%. So the reason that last pick took me so long, I identified on Iggy's list, Greenlaw was the guy who should go. I'm like, where the hell is this guy? I could not find him.
He was at the top.
Oh, was he? Oh, I just missed him. I scrolled right past it. Then. My bad. I had to type in his name.
The thing is when you're just doing IDP flex, it's basically just throwing them all in a freaking basket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when you're doing actually by position, then it's better with the way they got them ranked or whatever on there.
I don't like the by position, in my opinion, just because when you get a DL on there and he scores 6 points, it's like, I don't know, I'd rather have a linebacker score 30.
Well, yeah, wouldn't we all? I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, basically I've got one pick left, Trey, because I'm going defense and kicker with my last two. So
yeah, exactly.
You got one pick left, Trey. No,
Bandy, you still haven't drafted Ryan Tannehill. That has to happen.
Yeah, you got to get your QB3, dog. What are you doing?
Oh, you're right. Tannehill, bring it on, baby. Although, Jimmy G is still there. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Trey. You know I'm a pass up Jimmy G.
I know who you want.
Baker Mayfield is still there.
Yeah, but I know who you want outside of QB, who you were thinking to do with this last pick, but now you're like, oh, I probably should get a third.
Damn it. You're right.
But he's still out there. And when he comes to daddy, daddy's going to take it.
I mean, do I need a third quarterback, though?
I mean, you should.
I should have a backup. All right, Trey, you can have him.
And I will.
Even though...
Take it, Bandy. I was straight up. I would have drafted a fourth one. I would have taken Baker Mayfield there had you not. He's going to pop in week one, and then the dash is going to be on. Everybody's going to want a piece of it, and then I will gladly sell it.
I'm going to wait till Dylan picks, and then I'm going to say it before you pick him, Trey, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is a guy.
I give him props at the end of every fourth and flex.
This is a guy who has really wowed us in the preseason, a guy we were talking about before that, but a guy that Trey and I have both fell in love with just a little bit.
Deuce, I love it.
Well, you dropping like, up the deuces.
You like the little bit joke I made on that one?
I love it.
Jacoby Myers. Deuce Vaughn. I mean, it's Deuce Vaughn. He looks great. If something happens to Pollard,
yeah,
I mean, Deuce money. He's the number two, right? And Pollard, we already know, can't handle a full like workload, right?
I don't think we know that yet.
I mean,
I don't think we.
There
know
was
that
a game
yet.
Or two last year where he literally went to McCarthy and was like, "I'm done, coach. Take me out of the game."
Yeah, he got that conditioning up, baby. He's gonna be just fine. Good with Tony Pollard.
I hope you're right. Yeah, you got some shares?
I have surprisingly little shares, actually.
Yeah, because he's too rich for your blood. That's why.
I just hate drafting running backs early.
Which is crazy to me, because I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a lot more value in wide receivers than there are in running backs. That's all I'm saying. You can find a guy deep down the list who becomes just the guy. And I'm pretty good at detecting those.
I think in most years you are correct. I think in this season, I live in the running back dead zone. From like Aaron Jones down, I am comfortable with rocking with 4, 5, 6 of those guys in every draft. I love that range. To me, man, if I have to choose between, you know, McCaffrey or Jefferson, give me Jefferson. It's those high-end wide receivers to me are just too valuable. And I also, positional advantage-wise, the guy that pounds the drum for this, I will draft Travis Kelce over any running back every single time. Every time.
I feel you on that.
How, Travis Sumter, how you'll let me possibly draft a team's RB1 in the 20th round? Who'd he get?
Evan Hull.
Yeah. I mean, right? What about that other guy?
Travis, is because we all stopped paying attention to running backs when we drafted actual starting running backs, you know, 10 rounds ago, bro.
I haven't drafted a running back since Tank Bigsby back in the 14th.
Tank.
What about Deion Jackson? Isn't he still over there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Deion, is he not the guy? Because we've seen him last year fill in for dude and do pretty good. Pretty elusive runner from what I've seen.
Damn, I didn't draft a running back till after the 11th round. That was my last running back.
11th? Dang. Yeah. Trey got him old deuce in the 21st, but that last one was McKinnon in the 12th.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. Had I known McKinnon would have went in the 12th, I would have went him over Antonio Gibson there, not going to lie.
Oh, I know, and Josh was about to give it to you. I felt like
what?
when he was making that decision, Josh was like, I know who Trey's going to go with. if he doesn't go now, and I'm like, don't say it.
It's funny because he's so far down that list, it hadn't even really registered with me yet. But when you were talking about that, I was like, oh, this guy's going to fucking get Tank Bigsby right here. That's what I thought. It's like, oh, it's Tank time. And then Mandy scoops him up.
I queued McKinnon up round one.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you did.
I own him in every league I'm in. That's ridiculous. I couldn't just not take him in this one, you know?
This is the one, so.
Rondale Moore still in my queue. Sad, sad, sad.
And he's going to stay there.
He's the lonely one left.
Oh, man. What do you think, Trey? You liking it? You loving it? You wanting some more of it?
Now I'm trying to decide what to do with my kicker here.
This is a tough decision right here.
It is, man, because a kicker wins games.
He can.
Exactly.
Well, you know what they say. It wouldn't be a fourth and flex draft without somebody going.
You taking him?
No.
I might. He's so far down.
He is, but who cares? Don't be a slave.
You're right. Who cares? But I want to get. I'm not a slave to the ADP, but I want to get a team that's going to put up a lot of points.
Me too.
With all the options I'm out there.
I know there's one that you're looking at that you like, but you're having second thoughts.
I got a couple that I'm liking that I'm having second thoughts.
I know who I'm going for, and he'll definitely be there. So come on, LeDuc. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's over it.
Yep. 4, 3, 2. He's going to draft what? A kicker right here?
Travis didn't draft a team defense or a kicker.
Yeah. Hey, that's some people do that, and they wait till week one to swap it out just to see what they can work around with their team.
I was considering, but I mean, shit, I'm a Cowboys fan. They fell to me. Their defense is good enough. Why not?
Right? The thing is, what's the point? If you're going to drop a guy anyway, two guys to fill it in for week one, what's the point?
The point is, what? If something happens and that guy you're holding on to and things change in the business and that guy becomes way more valuable, then you can maybe drop somebody else or trade or do what you got to do.
Yeah, Travis Kelce and Sky Moore get into a collision and they're both out 6 weeks. All of a sudden, that Justin Ross pick's looking pretty sexy, you know?
You telling me you would let go of Kelce to get you a defense?
Nah, but I would drop somebody else. In that case, you know, all of a sudden I don't really care if Evan Hull's on my team once he loses his job to, you know, whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's go up to the top of the board here. Let's take a look at Jordan's team. Let's take a look at Jordan's team, Trey. Are you done yet?
Drafting? I gotta do it. Dicker the kicker, baby.
Dicker the kicker. Wouldn't be a fourth and flex draft without him. I love it. I love it. Jordan, get your guy and let's go.
I'm like Young Ho. Young Ho.
Young Ho, cool. I love it. That's another guy Trey was looking at, so makes sense. Makes sense. Look at the big board here, guys. The draft is complete. I'm just going to go just look at a couple teams. I'm not going to go crazy with it, but what are you thinking about Jordan's team, Trey?
Yeah, man. So got Bijan Robinson at the top with Kelce. Let's see, Aaron Jones, Rashad White, James Cook, solid mid-round running backs. Receivers, got him some Olave, Ridley, Godwin. These are my kind of guys here. This is my kind of team. I'm excited about how his team's going to do, and especially at the 10 spot. You know I love the 10 spot. Mm-hmm. I love his team, to be honest with you. I don't think I have any holes, you know. I mean, later rounds, it's hard to pick holes because you're just grabbing guys and hoping for the moon. But, I love this team.
I feel like if Travis had not had sniped me, if I had ended up in somewhere on this team with Tyler Lockett, it would have been my favorite team I drafted all season.
Yeah.
God, that Tyler Lockett pick is really killing you, buddy.
In person, he's my dude. I am riding and dying with Tyler Lockett this year.
All right. And,
not only did Travis get Tyler Lockett, he got the stack, baby.
Yeah, he did.
Trey's team somehow managed to pull Jalen Hurts at the 7th spot. Eckler, Gibbs, Stevenson, Kamara, Dalvin Cook. He got McKinnon down there. I love the running backs. And then let's look at the wide receivers. He's got Adams, Kirk, Burks. It's dirty, baby. It's dirty. I see this guy making the playoffs. What do you think, Jordan?
This team is absolutely filthy. So what I love most about Trey's is, you know, there is a big boost on this for pass catching running backs. And you got Eckler, you got Jahmyr Gibbs, you got Ramondre Stevenson, you got Alvin, you got all guys, Jerick McKinnon, all guys on high powered offenses that do that very well. If I had to poke one hole in his team, I am definitely not sold on Treylon Burks to the level that my fellow Razorback aficionados are. But, I mean, as far as a dart throw is a wide receiver three, and you have Davante Adams and Christian Kirk, who are just, you know, in my opinion, very consistent money players, I absolutely love this team. And then Jalen Hurts is probably top three in this format, if not higher. I love the ability to get the first down bonuses, that sort of stuff. And then, you know, I think Jared Goff's going to be money this year. So I think Trey nailed it.
Trey, do you agree?
I have to agree.
I'm sure you do, buddy. I'm sure you do. All right, guys. My team. You got to tear me apart, fellas. What do you think? Trey, go for it.
Let's see. Obviously, you got Derrick Henry. You got your guy. You got your guys. You got Damian Pierce. You got Kenneth Walker. You got some Miles Sanders, who's borderline your guy. One of two players that went QB first and second didn't hurt you at all. Wide receivers, got T. Higgins, McLaurin, Hopkins, Evan, Thielen.
Yeah, you're cutting out, buddy. You're cutting out. Jordan, what do you think, baby? Tell me about my team.
I really love this team. The fact that you got Derrick Henry in the third without a hat, you know, going quarterback. I don't love the Fields pick, but I get it. I feel like a guy like Fields' value's nerfed a little bit in this particular format, where you take away that ability to get those two extra points by rushing. But I mean, Fields is also going to eat, you know, those first downs and some of those rushing bonuses incentives. So, looking at this team, I absolutely, like, Mike Evans is a wide receiver for get out of here, dude. That is just nasty value. And then you got my guy, Khalil Herbert, Tank Bigsby. I think those are both really high upside guys, you know, as we get going into the season. So, man, I think I like your team the most out of all three of ours, even though I feel like we all did a pretty good job.
Had to switch shirts in the middle of it, but baby, we're back. We're back. So what do you think? We got to check out old Sumter's team.
I would love to give a you know, rundown on Travis Sumter's team. So
go for it, baby.
Looking at this, you know, you got Joe Burrow, Cooper Kupp, Tony Pollard, you know. All that's garbage. This is the worst team in the league. This guy clearly doesn't know what he's doing, and he probably should trade me Tyler Lockett, just throwing that out there.
God, that Tyler Lockett is eating him up inside.
It's burning my ass, boys. It's killing me.
Look, I like the Burrow. I love the Burrow. I love the Cup. I like Pollard. I like Mixon. Of course, I like Waller. Check your inbox later for some potential trade opportunities. I mean, I like that you got your two guys for your running back position. It looks like you're obviously going to use the wide receivers in your flex with the scoring settings here. That makes a lot of sense. I don't love all the wide receivers you do have. I do like Lockett, Dotson, Cooks. So I'm not big on Brown or Johnson, but I'm not sold on these running backs. I do not this year. Last year I liked him. It really hurt me in my soul. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm not sold on the whole these three running backs right here that he thinks is like gonna like win him the league. You know, they all have potential. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. What do you think?
Look, I'm still quoted as saying Deontay Johnson will get the first touchdown in the Pittsburgh's first game of the year, and I stand on that.
He did say that.
But no, I don't hate this team at all. You know, with you can flex some tight ends in this league with the 2-point premium. Everything looks solid. You know, the running back's obviously a little rough, but you can make up for that, you know, with your flex positions and having the right kind of guys. Geno Smith, I've been bragging about him all year long. Yeah, I don't hate this team at all, man. I think Sumter jumped in and did his thing.
Yes, sir.
And Pollard and Mixon can both stay healthy. this team is super dangerous. If one of those guys get injured, you're leaving a little bit up to chance, because we don't know what Javonte Williams will be. We don't know, you know, how the situation will shake out with Jaylen Warren in Pittsburgh. But an injury or two, and this could be the best running back group in this league as well. So
for sure, for sure.
And that bastard got Tyler Lockett. Yeah.
He sure did. He sure did. And let's do a couple more here. Dylan says, gotta break down the reigning champs team. Okay, Dylan, we'll do it for you, buddy. Trey, I'm going to let you take off with it there.
Okay, so starting off, we got Lamar and Cousins. Not a bad stack for quarterbacks. Love his wide receivers with Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and DK Metcalf. That's a solid three. The running backs run a little short if you're, in my opinion, with Etienne, Swift, and Connor. I just, you know, all these guys are going to either share work or lose in James Connor. But I don't know. What do you think about it?
I agree. I love the wide receivers, obviously. I like Lamar and Cousins. You know, if Lamar can stay healthy, I think that's a great pick. But I like Swift. Connor, I'm okay. I'm not all the way sold on him. Etienne, I got Tank Bigby says that Etienne is not going to do as well as everybody thinks. So the running back room is what scares me here. What do you think, old Jordan over there? What are you thinking?
Yeah, across the board, this running back group has a lot of volatility to it. I mean, there's a world where ETN, DeAndre Swift, and James Conner, I mean, that could have been your 1, 2, and 3 picks last season, right? Mm-hmm. So all three of these guys have, you know, ended up as, you know, really good fantasy relevant players in the past. I just don't love any of their situations outside of ETN. Right. I think ETN's going to be fine. He's still going to eat. I think Tank Bigsby will be a piece of the offense, but I don't think ETN's going anywhere, right? Yeah. I think too often people are like, well, if he's not the bell cow, I don't want him. That's just not how the NFL works anymore, right? Teams can absolutely start and smash two running backs, but you know, he definitely makes up for it with Tyreek, Stephon Diggs, DK Metcalf. Huge upside with Drake London. I'm not, you know, sold on Kadarius Toney ever being a thing as much as I wanted it to be. And look, man, A.J. Dillon, it's another guy who's a big post-hype sleeper. He burned me so bad last year. But, man, that kid's got some talent, and that A.J. Dillon's a guy that can score 15 touchdowns. It's not out of his, you know, range of outcomes. So
no, I agree.
I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Oh, I'll tell you what, Dylan. Let's see here, man. If you're willing to part with Tyreek Hill, I'll get you some running backs, all right? Just hit me up, buddy.
I would just like to say the same thing, and also to my boy Fantasy Jesus over at Pick 9, you know, I would love to pair my boy Tua Tagovailoa up with either Waddle or with Tyreek Hill. So, boys, I am open for business for all Dolphins wide receivers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. That was a great draft, Trey.
No doubt, man. I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jordan, why don't you tell people where they can find you, buddy?
Yeah, guys, check me out on anywhere Fantasy Sports Corporation is located. Check me out on TSS Fantasy. Follow me on Twitter at TruthSerumFF. And, guys, I just wanted to say this is a long time in the making. Absolute honor to finally get on the show with you boys, and had more fun than I can even articulate right now.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yes, sir, buddy. Anytime.
Fourth and Flex, baby.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Thanks for coming in, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, boys. Oof.
But that is the show. That is the second annual Bandy Bowl. Great show, Trey. It was fun. We laughed. We cried. We got mad at each other for stealing each other's picks. It was beautiful. What do you think?
Yeah, man, it was awesome, you know. And thanks to everybody for watching and sticking around and really sticking with us for the whole hour and a half. We appreciate all of you watching. You are the true backing behind Fourth and Flex, so we thank our fans for sure.
That's right. That's right. And if you want to have a beautiful fantasy roster like your boys over here, check us out over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. You support your boys, and you get help with your fantasy team. I mean, that's a win.
What could you ask for?
That's right. That's right. And of course, as always, We got merch, baby. We got all kinds of stuff. You hear these guys talking about how they got signed caps looking good in their stuff in the comments. Just check it out. Fourth and Flex. It's in the description. Grab you something from the store, baby, and support us over here. But beautiful. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Deuce Vaughn.
Just straight Deuce Vaughn. Check out 4thandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel. Become a subscriber and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.